My first thought was, how am I going to eat this?
Troy Caffey spent years perfecting his recipe for the original chicken sandwich, which everyone knows includes two pickles. Not one, not three, two pickles. But what if that's just not enough? Have we got a challenge for you? Welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, how many pickles do you like on your sandwich?
I like five. Three.
Very specific.
Yes. They cover it just right.
So I saw this Facebook post. This lady in Greenwood, South Carolina, apparently she really loves pickles on her number one sandwich. So you know how when you order, there's this little line in the app where you can make a special request? You can put in all your weird demands that I'm sure you have.
I don't.
Yeah, like you like your chicken warmed to 192 degrees.
That's normal.
You like 42 ice cubes in your water.
You're making stuff up now.
Okay. Well, she wrote in that little line, add insane amount of pickles, please. Well, guess how many she got?
Seven.
43.
Oh, that was my next guess.
43 pickles. So she took a picture of it, of course, put it on social media. It got shared a bajillion times. And I love that now anything, when people see stuff about Chick-fil-A on social media, they send it to me. I get messages all the time, like, say, comedian John Crist posts a new Chick-fil-A funny video. I get like 15 people sending it to me. So in this case, I got all these people sending me this lady's or tagging me on this lady's post. And I was just shocked. I couldn't believe that she got 43 pickles and for free.
Wow. Nothing better than a free pickle. That's what I always say.
Exactly. Well, we were so inspired that Jim and I decided to try this. Insane. We called it the Insane Pickle Challenge. So we did exactly what she did in those special request, that special request line, we put add insane amount of pickles. Well, I got 13, which I don't think is really insane. How many did you get?
I believe I just edged into the insane category with 36.
Whoa.
I know.
Crazy. 36. I mean, that's pretty close to 43. If my math is correct, you got seven fewer than the lady on Facebook that originally did this.
Well, it's closer than 13, that's for sure.
Yes. You apparently went to a much more generous Chick-fil-A. Maybe mine was just running out of pickles that day. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
Well, then we put this out on social media and tried to get other people. We even made a TikTok video, which, yes, Chick-fil-A podcast is on TikTok, so please look us up. We asked people to take the hashtag Insane Pickle Challenge, and tons of people tried it.
Man, I wonder what Chick-fil-A thinks of us now with the shortage of pickles they've got.
Yeah, do you think they're mad?
Well, they're kind of like in a pickle now. Oh. I had to do that before you did.
Yeah, missed that one. Darn it. Too slow.
Yes, you are.
But a lot of people did. You know, some people got as little as like seven pickles, but one little girl actually got more pickles than anyone else, even the original lady that started the Insane Pickle Challenge. So this little girl, she's only nine, but she is now the reigning pickle queen. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, you'll meet the current winner in the hashtag Insane Pickle Challenge. Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at chickfilapodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's KIDMASK, all one word, or ADULTMASK, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at chickfilapodcast.com.
And welcome back. This is a really big deal. Deal. You get that one.
We are thrilled to have our reigning champion of the hashtag Insane Pickle Challenge with us. Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
So, Kendra, you're 9 and a half, fourth grade, and I understand you're also kind of a big deal in the gymnast world. You're a gymnast.
Yes, I am a gymnast.
How long have you been doing that?
Since I was 2 years old.
Wow. And so what is your ultimate goal with gymnastics?
To go to the Olympics in California.
And so when would that be?
2028.
Do you like competing?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I can tell you have a competitive spirit because you seemed very excited to take on the Insane Pickle Challenge.
I was.
Yes, the sad part was I was the reigning champion here, and Allison like a very far distance behind me, but I think you might be stepping up on the podium above me.
Maybe.
How many did you have?
47.
What? Well, hey, how much did you have, Allison?
I think I only had like 13 pickles, which is not insane at all, especially when I hear Kendra's big number.
Yeah, she had 47 and I had 36. I thought I was the reigning champ, but she just took the gold medal away from me.
What did you think when you saw that pile of pickles?
My first thought was, how am I going to eat this?
Were you shocked? How many did you think you were going to get?
Like, 16? Not much.
What did your mom say? Was she surprised too?
She was very surprised. She didn't know that it was going to be that much.
Because your mom, Joy, she used to work at Chick-fil-A, right?
Yes, ma'am, she did.
Is she the one that passed on her love of Chick-fil-A to you?
In fact, she was.
Did she teach you to love Chick-fil-A?
My brothers did.
Ah, so the love runs throughout your whole family.
Yep, except for my father. He's allergic.
Oh, no! How often do you go to Chick-fil-A?
Usually, like, every morning. Not, like, every morning, but every other morning.
Wow, that's quite often. What do you normally order?
Chicken minis and a frosted coffee.
Girl, you're 9 and a half. You drink coffee?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been drinking coffee?
Since I was 6 or 4 or something.
Wow.
Gives her energy.
So now, has the pickle challenge, has that changed the way you order? Do you think you'll do that every time you go now?
I probably will because they only give you 2 or 3 pickles. And I like pickles a lot.
Right. You want 47. You don't want just 2.
Don't use Allison's name because you won't get much.
I know. Did the people there know you? Do you think you got special treatment? Is that why you got 47?
No, we did not know them at all.
All right. You're just a blessed little girl. Did you share your pickles with anybody?
No, I ate them all by myself.
Wow. Yeah, they're good for muscle cramps, which is good in gymnastics.
I did not know that.
A little tidbit of information for you.
All right, Kendra, well, keep up the great work with your gymnastics and with the hashtag Insane Pickle Challenge.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Time for another quick break, but when we return, Allison and I are going to compete once again in the Insane Pickle Challenge.
Don't panic, but this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, is almost over. But thankfully, there are more. In case you're hungry for another serving, check out 3 of our most popular episodes. Like episode 21, our interview with TikTok's Chick-fil-A queen.
A lot of my content ideas is like fun facts about Chick-fil-A.
Episode 9, featuring a super fan who will definitely make you smile.
During quarantine, we've been buying the 40 nugget box and just sharing it as a family.
And don't miss episode 24 as we chat meal kits and new menu items.
And he said, babe, you have got to try these spicy chicken strips.
But you know, any episode I'm in is a great one. Oh, wait, I'm in all the episodes. So whichever one you choose to listen to next, you know it's going to be a good one. So don't forget, when this one is over, binge a few more.
Welcome back. We've, of course, been talking about the hashtag Insane Pickle Challenge, and Jim and I decided to compete once again because I'm a sore loser, and I can't stand the fact that you beat me so bad the last time.
Yeah, you are pretty bad at losing, aren't you?
So what did you order?
I ordered the number one with an insane amount of pickles.
All right, so I got the grilled sandwich, which normally, does it even come with pickles? I'm trying to think.
What?
Does it? Maybe?
I think.
Okay, well, I put add insane amount of pickles. So here we go.
Oh, man, we got to count now.
Who got the more insane amount of pickles? Yes.
Are you counting?
Yes. I just put on some hand sanitizer since I'm going to be touching my sandwich.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Am I winning so far?
Yeah.
15, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
That's it? Are you done?
Hell no. Yes, I'm done.
Wow. That is insane. Do you want to know how many I got?
4.
I don't even have to touch them because I can see them all. I got 5. 5.
Oh, oh.
That's not insane. That's pretty average.
Yeah, well, you know. I don't know what to say.
Did you tamper with my sandwich?
No, ma'am. I did not. I picked it up for Allison, by the way. And I kept the bag closed, and her name is on it. So there you go.
I'm going to call this Picklegate. I think my sandwich has been tampered with.
Oh, no. Will this continue on for the rest of our lives?
Well, I do hope more people will take the hashtag Insane Pickle Challenge. If nothing else, it's just fun, and it's a way to keep the Chick-fil-A employees on their toes, don't you think?
Yeah. You want a pickle, by the way?
Yes. Please share some of your pickles with me.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us, guys. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Oh, and do you know a super fan that we need to feature on the podcast? Well, head to chickfilapodcast.com and give us the details. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me. And our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm. But it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.